From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. The Texas Republican Convention gets into full swing today at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas. The event is one of the largest political gatherings in the country. Nearly 10,000 Republicans are expected to attend this year. It happens every 2 years. Thousands of party faithful pack into a convention center to schmooze, debate, argue, and hear from a veritable who's who of Republican speakers. Mike Joyce is the communications director for the Republican Party of Texas.
We have all of our statewide elected officials, Governor Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, etc. So they're all here as well. They'll be giving speeches. All of our candidates for 2016 will be here.
There is one caveat in that list of 2016 candidates: the tippy top of the ticket. Joyce says, despite rumors, he doesn't expect the Republican Party's prospective nominee, Donald Trump, to show up.
We were told that there will be a surrogate speaking, so there will be someone here speaking on behalf of the campaign. They're, of course, just very busy, and trying to schedule the Donald is certainly challenging.
Home state Senator Ted Cruz won the March primary handily, and two-thirds of the delegates sent to this convention are his, though that's a bit of a moot point now. Still, the bruising campaign has left many Cruz supporters wondering if they're really ready for Trump. 18-year-old Katrina Pradia from San Antonio grew up phone banking and door knocking for presidential candidates. She says she can't imagine doing it this fall.
Currently, we're praying about it. And if I feel like the right thing to do would be to support him, then I will. I don't like it, but I will do it.
For those looking for more of a spectator sport at the convention, there's always the battles to set the party's platform. It's a list that often draws attention for its more polarizing ideas. Still, the platform is also like a set of marching orders in a state where Republicans control every statewide elected office and both houses of the legislature. Senator Kelly Hancock from North Richland Hills is the outgoing chairman of the Senate Republican Caucus in Austin.
If we know what their core principles are, which is really what I encourage them to put in the platform, then we go from there and determine what legislative action takes place when we meet and convene in January.
Expect fierce debates over medical marijuana, gay, lesbian, and transgender issues, even whether Texas should secede from the United States. Hancock says there are sometimes tense moments when grassroots activists show up to press their issues. That, he argues, actually makes the party stronger. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.